Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
7:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line right now a great correspondent, Neil W. McCabe, formerly the national political editor for the Star News Network, and now he's the top gov tracker. He's the man. You like that?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, he's the man who's been assigned. He works for One America News now, and he is the man who tracks the campaign and reports on all the goings-on of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Has there been a top gov sighting, Neil, of late?
First of all, Mike, I am pumped and jacked to be with you today, and I'm talking to you right now from just outside the state capitol, the state house of Florida, which is one of the most, people can Google it, it's one of the most bizarre looking state houses in the country, maybe the world. One of the great things about Governor Ron DeSantis is that whenever he gives his press conferences or makes major announcements, he never does it in Tallahassee. He travels all over the state, and we've been fortunate enough to travel with him. But I think I think it really speaks to sort of his political sensibilities that he realizes that the action is not in the Capitol; it's actually out, you know, in the cities and towns of Florida. I think the biggest news coming out of Governor DeSantis's sort of administration is he fired four members of the Broward County School Board. That was Friday, and of course his reelection campaign is kicking off, and immediately his campaign is laying into the Democrat who's running for lieutenant governor, who is the president of the teachers union for Miami-Dade County. And, you know, she's an out-and-out leftist. She's always on MSNBC. DeSantis has a program where he wants to take, you know, there's a teacher shortage in Florida because the population is booming here. And he has a program to help veterans become teachers. And she's, like, blasting that program. So immediately they've got a commercial out blasting it. They're finding all of her sort of left-wing, all her left-wing statements that she's made on MSNBC. Her name is Carla Hernandez-Matt, and the DeSantis campaign is calling her Carla Marx.
That is very, very good. Carla Marx.
Carla Marx. That is hysterical. That is great.
What I love about Ron DeSantis and his team is he punches. He's on the attack always. Crom has a point for you.
Yeah, the other thing he does, though, is he acts. Mm-hmm. In other words, he didn't just complain about that prosecutor from Tampa. He fired him. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the Broward County School Board. What he's doing is he's saying these people do not have the right to destroy our, in his case, our state. And so he's firing them.
Exactly. So let's talk about this left-wing Carla Marx, lieutenant governor, that the Democrat nominee, Charlie Crist, for governor selected. What was he thinking?
You know, it's weird, you know, because he, you know, Crist was a Republican, right? Crist was the Republican governor of Florida, and then he flipped to be a Democrat and took that congressional seat in outside of Tampa, and also, you know, had an unsuccessful run for governor or Senate, excuse me. But you know, he's considered sort of he's suspect. You know, the progressives, the leftists here, they're not sure if they can trust Charlie Crist. Certainly, if they looked at his voting record, they would have confidence. And so basically what he did was, you know, he picked a hardcore leftist to be his running mate. And remember, you know, every year the biggest contest in American politics is who's going to give more money to the Democratic Party. Is it going to be the teachers or the trial lawyers? And so these guys run neck and neck. The teachers' unions are financing the Democratic Party in Florida and across the country. So really, you know, it's not like he made the decision on his own. He basically, you know, hired one of his constituents.
Neil, let me give you a thought, and I don't know if this is something that in your position or any journalist, and you're right at the top of the stack, can run this thing to ground, but when you when I see like a candidate like Raphael Warnock get 90% of his money from out of state from quote small contributions, what I'm wondering is whether or not unions can, through their membership, make gifts that they could not make as an institution to candidates, but they run it through their massive membership without really it doesn't matter whether it's with the consent or not, but it's in the name of members. In other words, they say we want to give $2 million and we can only give $2,000 as an organization, so we'll get 1,000 of our members to give $2,000 a piece, and we'll do it, and we'll give union dues through them. Have you ever looked into that?
Well, I mean, this is the way it's done. Okay. All of the rules about when they brought in, these election rule, reforms and laws after Nixon because of the phenomenal money that Nixon was able to raise through Maurice Stans. But when these laws were written, they were done to protect and facilitate the way unions run business. Political action committees, frankly, were created so that conservatives could do something even close to what unions do. And, this is just the way it is. And, it's like their program, you'll see referendums across the country where they say, because there are home care people, a lot of times members of people's families will be labeled as home care workers, and then they'll be able to get money from the state if they're taking care of disabled children or elderly or whatnot, and there'll be a referendum to unionize those people. Well, that's just once they unionize them, then they recognize a union, and then they can grab those dues. Like it's all a dues grab to finance a political operation.
Yeah.
DeSantis, like Mike was saying, he takes everybody on. He doesn't concede any premises. Like the guy went to Yale, he went to Harvard. He was a JAG officer in the U.S. Navy. It's like, these goofy reporters here in Tallahassee or around Florida, they think they can stump this guy. And it's, they actually, for the DeSantis campaign, put out that Top Gun ad or Top Gov ad. And it's really just ridiculing the reporters, asking these ridiculous questions as if they're going to set this guy up.
So let's talk about some changes going on in Florida. In the past couple of years, it seems to me the population of Florida has been booming. People who are sick and tired of blue states are moving to Florida. It looks to me like that is an increase in the number of Republicans in Florida, which had been sort of, a 50-50 battleground state. Is that changing? Is it changing significantly? And what impact does that have on the governor's race down there?
Well, we've seen in other states, like let's take Georgia, right? And so the Republican Party of Georgia basically says, we can't be conservatives because all these new residents of Georgia come from the north and come from liberal areas. Well, the same thing's been true in Florida for the last 50 years. And what DeSantis is proving is that you can be a conservative, and the people who moved down here to Florida, they moved down here because it was Florida. Like they didn't move to New York so that they could live in New York anymore. It's like DeSantis is proving that you can run as a conservative. And if you go across the country, you look at these Republicans who have no idea what they're doing. DeSantis is talking about schools. He's talking about parental rights. He's going to push for gun legislation in the next session to restore gun rights here in Florida that kind of took a backseat after some of these spree shootings. But DeSantis doesn't give in, and people love that.
1 minute.
It's like you look at Georgia again. Brian Kemp is fighting a subpoena from some district attorney who's basically going on a fishing expedition. The guy's also, the same prosecutor is going after Lindsey Graham and President Trump and everybody.
He's in Fulton County, which is, the Atlanta far left Democrat controlled. Yeah. Hey,
so
last question.
Why doesn't Brian Kemp just fire that guy?
That's a good point. Hey, last question for you. When do you get the big exclusive interview with Governor DeSantis?
It's in the works.
All right. All right. We are rooting for you to get that big TopGov interview. TopGov Tracker, our great friend, a great journalist, Neil W. McCabe. Neil, thanks for joining us today.
All right, bye.
All right. When we come back, We'll have more with Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.